From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. An Israeli city puts at least a temporary hold on new settlements. A municipality committee in Jerusalem has canceled a plan today to act on requests for hundreds of new Israeli settlement homes on land taken in the 1967 war and later annexed. The issue affecting East Jerusalem had been scheduled just days before a UN Security Council resolution was adopted because of a U.S. abstention criticizing Israeli settlement activity as detrimental to peace with Palestinians. Israel Tuesday insisted it had ironclad information that the U.S. had orchestrated the wording and passage of the resolution, drawing this response from U.S. State Department spokesman Mark Toner.
The United States did not draft this resolution, nor did it put it forward. It was drafted, initially introduced, as we all know, by Egypt in coordination with the Palestinians and others when it was clear that the Egyptians and the Palestinians would insist on bringing this resolution to a vote, and that every other country on the council would, in fact, support it.
Toner's comments came ahead of Secretary of State John Kerry's speech laying out his vision of an Israeli-Palestinian peace that is to take place in about 1 hour from now. Turkey and Russia have reached an agreement on a ceasefire plan comprising the whole of Syria, and the two countries will work to ensure that it comes into effect at midnight Wednesday night. So reports Turkey's state-run news agency, quoting unnamed sources as saying the plan would be presented to all sides of the Syria conflict and aims for a ceasefire that would come into force in all regions where fighting between pro-government forces and opposition groups are taking place. This is VOA News. Russia's defense ministry says search teams have recovered another flight recorder from a military airplane that crashed in the Black Sea, killing all 92 people aboard. The ministry said the second recorder was lifted from the seabed Wednesday. The first flight recorder was found the previous day, and experts have started analyzing its data to determine the crash's cause. The Tu-154 of the Russian Defense Ministry crashed into the sea early Sunday, 2 minutes after taking off in good weather from the city of Sochi. It was carrying members of the Alexandrov Ensemble, widely known as the Red Army Choir, to a New Year's concert at a Russian military base in Syria. The Defense Ministry says 17 bodies have been recovered from the crash site so far. 75 years after Japan's surprise attack on Pearl Harbor during World War II killed 2,400 American servicemen, President Barack Obama and Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe made an historic visit to the memorial to honor the victims and to stress the message of reconciliation. Jessessaman Oni has more.
Paying respects at the USS Arizona Memorial, which sits above the remains of the sunken battleship, the Japanese Prime Minister offered his condolences and a promise.
We must never repeat the horrors of war again.
Abe, like Obama, did not apologize for his country's past. Instead, he highlighted efforts by the U.S. to mend relations since the war. Obama also stressed the importance of reconciliation.
The fruits of peace always outweigh the plunder of war.
Jason Samaoni, VOA News.
Authorities in Germany have detained a Tunisian man, allegedly linked, to Anas Amri, the man who carried out a deadly attack on a Berlin Christmas market. Federal prosecutors said Wednesday the 40-year-old man was detained after a search on his business and residence. Officials said the man's telephone number was saved in Amri's cell phone. In a statement, the federal prosecutor said the investigations indicate that he may have been linked to the attack. Prosecutors have until Thursday to decide whether or not they have enough evidence to seek a formal arrest warrant. Amri used a truck to plow through the crowded market, killing 12 people and injuring 56 others. Before the attack, he made a video in which he pledged his allegiance to the Islamic State terror group and its leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Next year will be the most opportune time for North Korea to bolster its nuclear program because of upcoming leadership changes in the U.S. and South Korea. That's the prediction of a former North Korean official.
That's the latest world news from VOA.